You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let me just, for people who didn't hear it yesterday, yesterday's mind bender was 1 in 7 men say they have genuinely worried about this embarrassing thing happening to them in their relationship. And the winning answer was proposing and the person says no. And it was funny because one of our listeners even sent in a text message and she went, "Do guys really worry about that?" And I had to write back and say, "Well, apparently 1 in 7 have worry about it."
Hmm.
Because let's face it, asking that question, "Will you marry me?" does not get a 100% success rate. It's not 100% who say yes.
Right.
And we think sometimes the proposal fails could be some of the best stories. So that's what we want to hear from you this morning. And you could be on either end of it, where you proposed to someone and it completely flopped, or somebody proposed to you and you've got a story about it. We definitely want to hear from you at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Without a doubt, the most classic story I've ever heard was with Chuck, who used to be our news guy on this show. And many years ago, he was dating somebody here in the Mile High City, and his plan was to propose to her on the 16th Street Mall in one of those carriage rides. You know, the horse draws the carriage up and down the 16th Street Mall. So he set up with the driver of the carriage before his girlfriend showed up. He gave the carriage driver a camera. This was pre-cell phone cameras. He gave him a camera and said, "Look, during this ride, I'm going to get down on one knee in the back of this carriage and I'm going to propose. And when I do that, I want you to turn around and snap a photo so we have a picture of the moment." And so Chuck turned around, got down on one knee, proposed. His girlfriend said no, and Chuck was not even prepared for that. But at that time, the driver of the carriage turned around and took the photo, and it is this classic picture of Chuck sitting there looking completely deflated, and his girlfriend, who saw the camera come out, turned and beamed his big smile at the camera. So it's a classic picture of the woman just looking so happy she just said no, and the guy is like,
"Oh, nuts."
Oh,
funny story.
Like, oh my, and I have seen that photo and it makes you laugh until you pee your pants. It's so good.
That's pretty good,
that
man.
That is a total proposal fail.
Here's Adam texted and he says, "My dad stuck the ring in a stick of deodorant and told my mom to use it. Somehow it all worked out, but legend has it she was pretty pissed off by how he did it. Not romantic at all."
Kelly with an IE, she says, "My now husband chose to propose to me without me knowing it was coming during a family Thanksgiving gathering." That's a whole nother segment that we need to do, this whole thing about proposing in front of other people. But she says, "Just as he started his speech, my grandmother fell and literally broke her hip.
Help me! Somebody help!"
There was pandemonium, and needless to say, my husband had to postpone the second half of his speech. He finally asked again at Christmas. No one got hurt this time.
Sit grandma down, for God's sakes. Prop her up against the wall.
Oh, my God. To the phones. Here's Brad. Brad, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right, we're talking about proposal fails. What do you got?
My girlfriend was a school teacher, and I planned that she'd leave the room, and the kids had signs that said, "Will you marry me?"
Sure.
She came in the wrong door, and the kids turned around, and the sign said, "Marry, you will me."
Mm-hmm.
And then she did not say yes. She said, "Thank you."
Big fail, buddy. Big fail.
It is. We're divorced now.
We're divorced. We're no longer together.
She gave you a D.
Oh, poor B-Rad.
Thank you for the call, buddy. We appreciate you participating. Here's Stacy. Stacy, let's talk about your proposal fail. What happened?
Oh, Lord. My husband hates it when I tell this story, but basically his mom proposed to me. Long story short, we went on this huge hiking trip in New Zealand, and his plan was to propose to me at the top of this beautiful mountain and blah blah blah. Well, we got rained out, so the proposal didn't happen, but he still had my ring in his backpack. Well, we got back from hiking, and his mom dumped out our backpacks and was doing our laundry, and she thought she found the ring in the washing machine because we were at a hostel. And she said, look at this beautiful ring that I found. I found it in the laundry. And she goes, it doesn't fit my finger. You should put it on. Put it on your finger and see if it fits. And my husband was just standing there, like,
no,
giving her the evil eye. And then everybody in the room was like, do you not realize what you just did? And so I had the ring finger on, or the ring on my finger, and her hands wrapped around my hands, and my husband just looks over and he says, so do you? And I said, well, yeah, of course.
Yay.
Well,
yes. That's
I'm not
cute.
Even sure that falls into the category of a fail because it's such a delightful story.
It's charming. It's kind of stole his thunder, but it's charming. It's cute.
Oh, it's really
cute.
Yeah.
Cute factor of like 8.5.
Livid. Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Are you still together, yeah, by the way?
We are. I think that was, what, 16, 17 years ago?
That is correct. Yeah. It was 16 or 17 years ago.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Listen, thank you for being on the show, Stacy. Have a great day.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks.
Bye.
Because so many of the stories that are being texted to us end in divorce, and I'm wondering if there's some sort of weird correlation.
Here's Hannah. He proposed to me out in our garage after he washed his car. Turns out he loved the car more than me. We're divorced now. John says, I proposed on a dinner cruise and told her I was going to throw her overboard if she said no. She was happy crying. The couple next to us interrupted to ask if she needed help. Are you in danger? And then I like Ken. Ken says, mine was pretty terrible, boys. I was so nervous that when I got down on one knee, I was shaking so bad I started breathing heavy, and I passed out and hit my head pretty hard. I woke up to an EMT standing over me. The
Perfect.
Ring was laying next to me. He says, I ended up proposing in the back of the ambulance, and she said yes.
Oh, see,
that's a cute one, too. Head wounds are turning out okay.
Jen says, when my husband proposed, I was so convinced he was never going to ask that when he did start to ask me, my response was, are you breaking up with me?
Oh, okay.